Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Chhattisgarh, at least 8 security personnel and a vehicle driver were killed when Maoists used an improvised explosive device or IED to blow up the vehicle in which they were travelling in Bijapur district of Bastar division today. The incident took place near Ambeli under Kutru police station in Bastar division. Talking to media persons, Bastar Range Inspector General of Police P. Sundar Raj said, about 9 jawans of the District Reserve Guard from Dantewada were on board the vehicle and were returning after conducting a joint operation when the rebels ambushed the team. One jawan is missing after the incident.
नारायणपुर दंतेवाड़ा बीजापुर के सीमावर्ती इलाके में पिछले 3 दिन से नक्सलवादी अभियान संचालित किए जा रहे थे। इस अभियान के दौरान कुल 5 माओवादियों के डेड बॉडी भी सुरक्षा बल द्वारा रिकवर किए गए थे और एक जवान का हमारा शहादत भी हो गए थे। तत्पश्चात जो पूरा सर्चिंग के बाद टीम वापस आ रहा था, उस दौरान जिला बीजापुर की थाना बेदरी एवं कुटरू के बीच अम्बेली के इलाके में माओवादी द्वारा लाया गया आईडी के चपेट मारने से हमारा सुरक्षा बल की एक गाड़ी जिसमें टोटल 8 जवानों को शहादत होगी डीआईजी दंतेवाड़ा टीम का और एक ड्राइवर, कुल 9 लोग इस घटना में कैशुअलिटी होगी। अभी आसपास इलाके में रीइन्फोर्समेंट टीम द्वारा सहायता के लिए पहुंच गई थी, अभी सर्चिंग जारी है।
Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed sadness at the death of District Reserve Guard jawans in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah extended his condolences to the families of the security personnel. He assured that the sacrifice of the jawans will not go in vain and Naxalism will be rooted out from India by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for key railway projects in Jammu and Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha through video conferencing. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. He also inaugurated the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and laid the foundation stone of Raigada Railway Division building of East Coast Railway. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, the launch of rail infrastructure projects will promote tourism and add to socio-economic development in these regions. Mr. Modi said the government is taking forward the development of railways in India on 4 parameters: modernization of railway infrastructure, modern facilities for railway passengers, railway connectivity in every corner of the country, and railways for creating jobs and supporting industries. Amid rising concerns of an outbreak of human metapneumovirus, HMPV, in China, 2 cases of HMPV have been detected in Karnataka. The Indian Council of Medical Research has detected the cases in a 3-month-old female infant and an 8-month-old male infant. Both the infants are now recovering and neither of the affected patients have any history of international travel. The Union Health Ministry is monitoring the situation with all the available surveillance channels. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has urged students to adhere to traffic rules in order to make roads safer, not only for themselves but also for others. Addressing the Suraksha Reloaded event of the Sadak Suraksha Abhiyan 2025 by National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, in Mumbai, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that children have the power to influence their parents and those around them. India has condemned the reported airstrikes on Afghan civilians by Pakistan. In a statement, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Ranthir Jaiswal, said, India unequivocally condemns any attack on innocent civilians. The spokesperson said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbours for its own internal failures. Prakash Parv, marking the 358th birth anniversary of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, is being celebrated with traditional gaiety and fervour across the country. The main function is underway at the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib at Patna in Bihar. The 3-day annual event will conclude at midnight with an attractive show of firecrackers at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. And the Board of Control for Cricket in India has announced a 15-member women's squad for India's upcoming 3-match ODI series against Ireland. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur and ace pacer Renuka Singh Thakur have been rested for the series. The ODI series will begin on the 10th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.